It's the final week before the Massachusetts primary election. It's 1 week from today, and the final days in a tight Senate race between Congressman Joe Kennedy and the incumbent U.S. Senator Ed Markey. We caught up with Kennedy yesterday via Zoom as he drove to a campaign event in Worcester. We heard his final pitch to voters and why he thinks he's better suited to represent the state in the U.S. Senate than his opponent, Senator Markey.
Bob, I believe we deserve more out of our senator. This is a critical time for our Commonwealth and for our country, and I believe a senator from Massachusetts can do something about it. But I don't think you're going to do something about it if you're not giving us your heart and soul every single day. And I respect the senator, but the fact is that I don't think he's given us enough here in Massachusetts. I don't think he's given us in Washington. I don't think he's given us enough to fight for the change that we need around the country. And I think the change that so many of us want to see, it comes because people are willing to fight for it and push for it. And that's what I'll do.
Give me a specific issue on which you think the senator has fallen down or not done the job that he could have for the Commonwealth.
I think there's a number of them. The Henry family, Dan and Angela Henry, who came to the senator to ask for their help seeking justice for their murdered son. Next would be Colin Bauer, who came to the senator to ask for help to try to be reunited with his two kids who were kidnapped by an ex-wife. And in the words of both sets of parents, the senator did nothing, dismissed them and never followed up. And I think that's a problem. I think it's a problem when we look around our country and see in our Commonwealth and see the devastation brought by COVID-19. I've done hundreds of stops across our Commonwealth. I've listened to dozens of small business owners. They didn't get a dime of assistance from the Paycheck Protection Program. Didn't qualify, didn't know about it, didn't hear about it, didn't have a relationship with a banker or a lawyer. These are folks that need that help most. The nail salons, the bodegas, the barbershops. And we're at risk of watching 3,600 different restaurants across Massachusetts close for good. You need to have a senator that's on the front lines of this fighting for us.
The Republican National Convention is on this week. What is it you most want to hear from President Trump about the pandemic and about the state of the economy?
A dose of reality, some humility, an apology. And I don't think I'd get any of those things. I expect that this is going to be another whirlwind attempt to alter reality, to evade any sort of responsibility, and to paint a fictional narrative as to how well this administration is doing. Look, we've got 5 million people that are sick. You've got over 170,000 people that have died. You've got plenty of public health experts terrified about what this fall will bring with regards to an onset of a flu season and another round of COVID-19. And a healthcare sector that still to this day is not fully ready for what's coming. And the president bears responsibility for that.
The president is reported to be pushing the Food and Drug Administration over the slow speed of coronavirus vaccine trials and vaccine development. There's some thought that President Trump may push to get a vaccine approved before Election Day, even if such a vaccine has not been fully vetted. Given that 170,000 Americans have already died from coronavirus, in your mind, what's more important, a fully vetted vaccine or getting any vaccine out there as soon as possible?
I think we do have to have a fully vetted vaccine, Bob. And when the vaccine manufacturers were before my committee a couple of weeks ago, they were pressed very hard by myself and my colleagues on that issue. Because one of the dangers of rushing a vaccine through is that if it is not fully vetted, if it's not as safe as we need it to be, if it's not as effective as people believe it to be, then you're going to have perhaps give credence to naysayers or skeptics that are going to say, well, we're not going to take it. And we need to make sure that a vaccine is safe and effective so that we can, in fact, have widespread use, because that's how we're going to get through this crisis.
As you know, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has received backlash from progressives for her endorsement of you in this race over Senator Markey. One progressive group called it hypocrisy and a double standard for Pelosi not staying neutral in this Democratic primary, considering that Markey has been backed by many progressives, including AOC. What do you make of this flap?
I think the speaker has earned the right to endorse whoever she wants in this race, and I'm thrilled that she endorsed me.
It's a tight race. Do you think you're going to win?
Yeah, I do. The response around the state is great. And, you know, turnout is extremely high. I think enthusiasm is high, and we'll go out there and run to the finish line.
Congressman Joe Kennedy, thank you very much.
Thank you. Good to see you.